Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes over 65 lakh property cards under Swamitva scheme. State review meeting convened to take stock of state's preparedness on HMPV and other influenza-like illness. Minister Jacob Jimami highlights importance of supporting emerging entrepreneurs, and Superintendent Engineer Ekon Muri stressed on acquiring digital skills to address digital divide. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to property owners through video conferencing today. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister termed this day historic for the rural economy. He said over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of Swamitva scheme.
केंद्र सरकार की योजना से आपके जीवन की मुश्किलें कम हुई, ये मेरे लिए बहुत ही सुखद है और यह देखकर बहुत अच्छा लगा कि स्वामित्व योजना के माध्यम से आप जैसे लाखों परिवारों की आमदनी भी बढ़ रही है। हमारी सरकार की प्राथमिकता है कि देश के हर नागरिक का सिर गर्व से ऊंचा रहे, उसके जीवन में सुगमता आए। स्वामित्व योजना इसी सोच का विस्तार है।
While interacting with the beneficiaries, Mr. Modi said lack of property documents is a big problem which causes disputes. He said proper documentations of the property will facilitate getting loans from the banks and protect from illegal encroachments.
बीते 5 साल में लगभग 1.5 करोड़ लोगों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड दिए गए हैं। अब आज इस कार्यक्रम में 65 लाख से ज्यादा परिवारों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड मिले हैं। यानी स्वामित्व योजना के तहत गांव के करीब 2.25 करोड़ लोगों को अपने घर का पक्का कानूनी डॉक्यूमेंट मिला है।
The Prime Minister said Swamitva scheme will make the rural economy the core pillar of development. He said valid property documents will also make it easier to get a proper claim in case of a disaster. The state review meeting was convened today to take stock of the state's preparedness on HMPV and other influenza-like illness such as severe acute respiratory illness, SARI. During the meeting, the State Nodal Officer for Integrated Disease Surveillance Program presented an overview of the program preparedness and surveillance update of outbreak-prone diseases in the state. Addressing the program, Commissioner and Secretary Anup Khinchi urged the district surveillance units to heighten surveillance and be vigilant on clustering of influenza-like illnesses and SARI. The meeting also highlighted on the pan-India mock drill carried out in 663 public and private health units across the state for preparedness and overall readiness to tackle any public health event. Nagaland Minister for Public Health Engineering Department and Cooperation Jacob Jimami has highlighted the importance of supporting emerging entrepreneurs, saying that there is immense potential in entrepreneurship as means of economic growth. The minister was speaking at the inauguration of Life Coffee Roastery unit of Juro Coffee House in Chumukedima yesterday. Mr. Jimami expressed happiness that Naga entrepreneurs today are pushing boundaries and setting the bar high, which is an extremely encouraging scene. He appreciated the proprietor of Juro Coffee House and Roastery, Sero Nyantan, for going the extra mile and putting the Nagaland coffee scene on the global map. Mr. Jimami added that with a seamless and integrated coffee supply chain, the company is providing employment to Naga youth as well as meaningful income to the local coffee farmers. Superintendent Engineer of Public Works Department, Mechanical, Ekon Muri, has stressed on the importance of individuals acquiring digital skills to address the digital divide. Addressing the 5th conference of the Wakha Humsoy Ulumyo Senior Youth Welfare Forum in Wakha today, Mr. Muri highlighted that the digital divide is shaped by factors such as generational gaps and people residing in the rural areas are more affected by it. He noted that the divide became particularly evident during the COVID-19 pandemic as education shifted to electronic platforms. Mr. Murray emphasized that many individuals face challenges in accessing these facilities due to financial limitations or a lack of technological proficiency. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The newly established Radio Diagnostic Center at Dimapur District Hospital is set to revolutionize healthcare access in the region, offering state-of-the-art diagnostic technology at highly affordable prices. This facility, the first of its kind in the state, also introduces an in-house radiologist, ensuring quality diagnostic services for local residents. Established under the public-private partnership model, the center is run by Tikva Healthcare Private Limited, a homegrown company, in partnership with Department of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Nagaland. The center offers cutting-edge diagnostic services at prices up to 40% lower than those charged by private hospitals, ensuring that even the most vulnerable members of the society have access to top-tier diagnostic care, in addition to offering advanced imaging technology like CT scans, X-rays, and ultrasounds. The center is committed to providing emergency services around the clock. Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima. With 24/7 availability, patients can access critical diagnostic services at any time without delay. Besides, patients covered under the Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme, CMHIS, and the Ayushman Bharat Scheme can also avail advanced diagnostic services at the center. Tikva Healthcare Private Limited is also already planning the next phase of its groundbreaking radio diagnostic center at Dimapur District Hospital with the introduction of MRI facilities. The National Internet Exchange of India, NIXI, has announced the launch of Internet Governance Internship and Capacity Building Scheme. The program will offer a biannual internship with two parallel tracks, a six-month and a three-month program. Electronics and Information Technology Ministry, in a statement, said that each intern will be mentored by subject matter expert from international organizations, members from special interest groups, high-ranked retired government officials, and faculty advisors from recognized institutions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani tomorrow. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The two-day Angami Baptist Church Council ABCC Quinquennial Conference commenced at Kohima Local Ground. Executive Director of ABCC, Reverend Dr. Rachele Vihenyo, said the gospel was brought to the Angami region over 140 years ago by American missionaries. He highlighted that the ABCC Mission Center served as a pivotal location where missionaries ministered and spread the gospel to various villages and other parts of the state. He also informed that a total of 111 churches from six areas with thousands of delegates are participating in the conference. Reverend Dr. Vihenyo further cautioned against being double-minded Christians and emphasized the need to revive the church to worship God in spirit and truth. To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes over 65 lakh property cards under Swamitva scheme. State review meeting convened to take stock of state's preparedness on HMPV and other influenza-like illness. Minister Jacob Jimomi highlights importance of supporting emerging entrepreneurs, and Superintendent Engineer Ekon Muri stressed on acquiring digital skills to address digital divide. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a good night.